Today's daf is daf yud tes, so let's take it from the very top line. That's the suggestion. So Gemara says vehilchasa mishipoy kova ulamata. So the shera, the area where the shechita should take place, is from that top low ring, and below that, that's considered the makom shechita. V'hainu the shar bechita. As long as you leave a tiny bit above that, you cut right below something. There has to be something above it that had not been cut. Rav Nachman Achshir b'shipoy kavu olamata, he permitted it, the makom shechita, as long as it was below this top hat, this top ring. Amalei Rav Chanan bar Rav Katina, the Rav Nachman, kiman, who holds this way that that place is kasher, lo kirabanan, velo Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be like either one, because they only permit you to shecht it in the tabas gadola, that large circle, not the top one, but the tabas gadola. And the Machlok is about exactly how much of that Tabas Gadol you have to shecht them, all of it, rove it, but they only permitted Tabas Gadol, they did not permit the that Shipoy Kova all the way on the top. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman says back to him, Ana lo chilek yadana, I don't know any distinction between the two of them. Below bilak yadana. So what does that mean? If we take a look at Rashi, Rashi says three narrow lines down. Lo chilak yadana, lo bilak yadana, lo krabanan shemati, demari b'mechalek tabas l'shnayim. I didn't hear like the shita shabban who said you split the rings into two. Velo krabiosi shemati, demari b'mevalek kisimanim dekriner balaz lashem mevulaka kach shemati. So what does that mean exactly, balaka? So I'm not sure exactly what balaka means. How do they define this in English? It sounds like you like kind of remove the simanim as opposed to splitting them in half. You destroy them somehow. You split them, you destroy them. So I didn't hear like either one of them. So ana shemati adana. But I know I heard from people who said this. I heard from the following people. Damar Rabbi Yechia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amrila, others say, Amar Rabbi Abba bar Zav, Damar Rabbi Chanina. And Amrila, yet others say, Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Shubin Levi, Mishut Bekova, Lamatik Sheira. I heard from that. Below that area is the Makam, the Shechita, that is permitted. So Amar Rabbi Shubin Levi now, Mugremes Dirabanan. So Mugremes is an area, that's when a person does a Shechita and he goes out of place, he moves out of the spot. So Mugremes, that which is called Mugremes according to the Shitas of the Rabbanan, which is mean if you shecht rove of the Makom HaShechita, and then before completing it in the Tabas Gadola, you move out of the place, you move up out of the place, that Sheira, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, even though Rabban hold that that's going to be Hagrama by doing Rove of Tabas Gadola and then moving up, that's possible. The Rabbanan to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that's actually considered permitted. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that which Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda thinks is possible, mi din hagrama, that's actually kshera, the Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. So again, there's three different shitas here. That which is possible to Rabbanan is kashya to Rabbi Yossi. That which is kashya apostle to Rabbi Yossi is going to be permitted to Rabbi Chanina. That's the three different shitas. Fine. So the Gemara now says, again, that what's the case of Yossi Bar Yehuda? When you do the entire Shechita above the Tabas Gadola, right? Rabbanan says you go through Tabas Gadola, which is good, but you move up before it's too late. That's possible. Rabbi Yossi says that's fine. Rabbi Yossi says what's possible is if you do the whole thing outside Tabas Gadola, below Shipoy Yaakov, that's possible, but according to Bechanina, that's actually kosher if it's above Tabas Gadola, so long as it's below the Shipoy Yaakov Ulamat. The Gemara says Pshita. Of course, we know that's the three different levels, the three different stages of the three Tanaim. What's the Gemara telling us here? Gemara says, Ma'al Dusema, what would you have thought initially? You would have thought Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, who said above that he permits Mugremes, he's referring to the Rabbanan, meaning when Rabbanan say you do Rove of Tabas Gadola and move out of place, that's Hagrama, you thought, just like Rabbi Yossi, thinks that's kosher, Rabbi Chanina also thinks that's kosher. But we never knew that Rabbi Chanina took it a step further, that he's going against Rabbi Yossi as well. So again, the Havamina was, Mal de Seima, that Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus ad Rabbanan kai. He's going against Rabbanan, but he's not going against Rabbi Yossi. Kamash Malan, that no, Rabbi Chanina is even going against Rabbi Yossi. He's more makel that even if it's outside, entirely outside Tabas Gadola, that's still acceptable so long as it's below the Shipoy Kova. How do we pass from the end of the day? V'hilchasa, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, which is the most make opinion, the Koi, Rav Nachman Kavah, say that he passes this way, so long as it's below, again, the Shipoy Kova. Okay. Gemara now says, we had a machlokas on yesterday's daf about between the Tanakama and Rebbe Yossi. The Tanakama felt if you did rove of the shechita, rove of the kana, the tabas gadola, you shechted most of it, and then you moved out of place at the end, that's possible. But according to Rebbe Yossi, he permitted it since the rove of the shechita was in the right place, we accept it. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe Ravasi. Machlokes b'sheshachat shnei shlish. When you shech the first two-thirds of the shechita, that's where there's a machlokes. V'higrim shlish. And then the third, last third, you move up at a place. Rabbanan savri kula shechita b'inan. B'tabas gadola. The entire shechita needs to be shecht in the proper place. Even though two-thirds was shechta properly, since one-third was improper, the entire shechita is possible. However, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no, rubo kikulo, that most of it is like all of it, and therefore it's going to be a good shechita. Aval, when do they all agree? Higrim shalish, v'shachat shnei shlishi, divriakol, shlish, divriakol psula. If you shech the first one, the first third out of place, and then you come down into place for the final two thirds, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that it's possible, because you need the dechi nafcha chiyusa, when the life of the animal left, be'inan ruba b'shchita v'leka. When the animal dies, we assume that the animal dies after rove of the shchita has been done. Since when you did one-third hagrama, and then another third shchita, so that's already two-thirds, the animal died with half it being hagrama. Even though you ended up fixing at the end the final third as a makom shchita, since the first rove was done b'psul, you can't retroactively fix it. So then the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Chista. Adrab, the opposite, he thinks actually true. Lema mar ipcha, I think the opposite makes more sense, meaning, machlokes b'shehigrim shlish, v'shachat shnei shlishi. I think they actually argue if the first shlish was done b'higrim, out of place, and then the final two-thirds were done in place. Why? The b'yosi b'rabbi huda savar, mide dehava achatzi kana pagam. The Gemara is going to tell us later on, it's daf chavches, that let's say half the kana was already, had a hole in it. It was natural, somehow there was a hole in that windpipe of the animal. And then a person came along and did a proper shechita, we actually say it's kasher. Because even though there's a hole that came on its own, since it was only, let's say, 49%, and the shochet did a full shechita, so it became 51%, the last 2% was shechita, we care about what was that final 2% that brought it over from 49 to 51. So here as well, even though the first 33% was done hagrama, we care about what put it over the line, what tipped it over the rove, that was the maisa shechita in the makom shechita, and therefore it's going to be acceptable. Even though the first third was done by hagrama, since the final two-thirds were done by makom shechita, that's acceptable according to Rabbi Yossi. You have an animal that has a kana, and in that kana has already a hole. It's already partially cut. Only 49% cut, though.
The hole doesn't passel it.
And then the kana comes along the shochet, he shechs it and knocks over to 51%. Since what brought over to 51% was a passel, it was a kasha shechita, we view the entire thing as a kasha shechita. Here as well. Even though initially the shochet did hagrama, he did it out of place, it's only 33%. When he put it over 51%, he did the right shechita, and therefore it's acceptable according to Rabbi Yossi. We care about, again, that moment that puts it over the 51% line. But Rabbanan say, no, you can't bring me a ride from that case of a chatzikane pagim, because hasam b'makom shechita, there, even the hole that was already there was in the makom shechita. It was all cut. Even though it was naturally cut, it was in the makom shechita. But in our case of al-hacha, here in this case, as a hacha, lav makom shechita, the hagrama was above the air of the shechita. The hole was in an incorrect place, and therefore you can't bring me a raya from the kana of the chatzi kana pagam. And therefore it's lav shechita, in our case, of a hagrama at a place and back into place, they can't compare the two, it's possible. But if it's a case that shachat shnei shlish, the first two-thirds were cut properly, and then the higrim shlish in the final third was done in the improper place, divri akol ksheir, everybody agrees it's kosher, even the rabbanon hold it's kosher. Why? Because everyone holds with the concept of hatan ruba shalachad kamo, that if you do rove of a simon, it's as if the entire simon was shechted properly, and since two-thirds were shechted properly, we accept such a shechita. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, man name alone, dahu ruba dahasam. Who said that Mishnah later on that says that ruba kikulo It's Lav Rebbe Yosef Yehuda Ketanila. That mission we say, there's a mission that says Ruba al Shalecha is Kikumo, come out. Who says that's the Rabbanan? Maybe that's only the Shita of Rebbe Yosi, and maybe Rabbanan argue that 2/3 shechted properly would not be acceptable. Dilma Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda Ketanila. So Gemara says, Amar Lai Abaye Atu Kol Ruba Da Alma Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Katanila. What, you're going to say every single time it says Rov, it's only Rabbi Yosi, no one else hold the Rov? That's very far-fetched to say that. And so therefore, when it says Ruba Shel Echad Kamo, that's very likely everybody hold of such a din, because we're not going to say every Rov in all of Shas is Rabbi Yosi only. Amar Lai, he said, no. Ana Ruba De Shechita Kamina De Shamanila De Pligi. You're right. In general, Rubo Kukulo, everybody holds a Rubo Kukulo. I only made my suggestion in the world of Shechita. Maybe in the world of Shechita is the one area where Rabbanan don't agree. They don't embrace this concept of the Rubo Kukulo. Because I heard that there's such a machlokus between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi regarding Rubo Kukulo or not, legabe Shechita. I'm not saying this is a general machlokus, but this is a machlokus that I heard existed in Shechita. And therefore, just because the Mishnah says Rubo Shalachad Kamo, if you check the role of Rubo Kukulo by Shechita, that may only be Rabbi Yossi and not necessarily the Shechita of the Rabban. So we have no Rai exactly what exactly Machlokas is between Rabban and Rabbi Yosi. So then the Gemara says, Lishna Achrina, a slightly different presentation of this Machlokas. It's pretty much the same thing though. We'll run through it quickly. That Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Asi, Machlokas Shehigrim Shlish, V'shachat Shnei Shlishi. The Machlokas is if it was 1/3 was done improperly, the final 2/3 were done properly. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, Midi, Dehavi, Achati, Kanapagim. Since what brought over to the 51%, to the Rubo, was a Makom Shchita, that's considered proper. And Rabban say, no, Hasam there, but Makom Shchita. There, the hole was in the Makom Shchita, and the Shchita was in the Makom Shchita. But Hacha, the Hagrama was La Makom Shchita, the initial third was out of place, and therefore it's not good. Aval, but if it was a case of Shachat Shnei Shlish, that the first 2/3 were done properly, and then only afterwards, Vihigrim Shlish, the final third was done improperly, Divri Akol Ksheir, everybody would agree it's acceptable. Why? Tatanan, the Mishnah tells us, and it sounds like a Stam Mishnah, Rubo Shalechad Kamo. If Rov was done, we view Rubo Kikulo. So Maski of Rav Chisra, Rav Chisra challenges this concept and asks, Ma Leimala da Hahu Ruba da Hasam, La Rabbi Yosi Behuda Katanila? Maybe that Mishnah that from which we bring a Raya that Rubo Kukulo is only Rabbi Yosi. How do you bring a Raya from there that was Rabbanan as well? Dilma Rabbi Yosi Behuda Katanila. And to which the Gemara answers, like we said above, Amar Le Rabbi Yosef, Atu Koruba Da Alma. Are we going to say every single row throughout all of Shas is Dafkar Biosi Bar Yehuda Katanila? So Amar Le, no, Ana Ruba De Shchita Kamina, De Shmana Lehu De Pligi. In general, everyone agrees Ruba Kakula. I'm only suggesting this in the world of Shchita because I once heard that there is such a machlokas, Legabe Rov, in regards to Shchita. Okay, Gemara now says, Higrim Shlish. So let's say the first Shlish was done Behigrim, and then Shachat Shlish, and then it was done properly, and then Higrim Shlish, then you did a final third improperly now. So one would tell me it's possible, because 2/3 were done Higrim, even though it was broken up. But remember, we saw above that Rabbi Yosi felt if the first third was done improperly, Higrim, the next third was done B'makom Shchita, since what brought over the 51% was made a kasher, who cares about the final third? So the Gemara says it's actually a machlokas. Again, Higrim, Shachat, Higrim. So what's a machlokas? Rav Huna Amar Rav, Kshera. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Trefa. There's a machlokas. Rav Huna Amar Rav, it's Kshera. Why? Ki nafka chayusa b'shchita kanafka. Because the moment it went over the 51% marker, it was done b'kshera and makom shchita. We don't care what happens in that final third. However, Yehuda Amarav Trefa, because in the end of the day, you have to look at the aggregate, Ruba B'Shchita V'Lek, you need the full amount of Shchita done, B'Makom Shchita, and here, even though the 50% marker was done B'Makom Shchita, overall, 2/3 were done B'Hagrama, in which case it's possible. Let's have a case of Shachat Shlish, Higrim Shlish, V'Shachat Shlish. This time, it's good Shchita, Hagrama, bad Shchita, good Shchita, so Shachat, Higrim, Shachat, what's the din? Rav Yehuda Amarav Ksheira. And it's kosher, because since at the end of the day, in the aggregate of the whole thing, 2/3 were done by makom shchita. But the problem is, if you look at the other approach, the moment it went over the 50% marker, it was done by higrim, it was done out of place, which tells you maybe it should be pasul. So Rav Yehuda Paskin in the name of Rav, that this was actually ksheira, even though above in the case of higrim, shachat higrim, he said it was pasul. So Asu Shailu, they went to ask the base magister of Huna, Amalu Trefa, he says that this case is Trefa, Shachat, Higrim, Shachat, is trefa. So Shama Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda heard Rav Huna, who paskin there was trefa, ikbid, he got very upset. Amar trifana umachsher machshan tarif. That which I say trefa, you say which kasher. That which I say is kasher, you say trefa. Are you trying to say everything opposite of me? You're trying to go against me? You think I'm always wrong? Amar Rav Huna says, Shaper kamapkid. You're correct, you're getting upset. Chada number one is the iu shmiyale minei the Rav ana lo shmiyale. Number one is he actually heard from Rav. I never heard this from Rav. Rav Tanu Palag. Rav was a great Amora who had the stature of a Tana. So he was quoting Rav. So he's correct simply just from a Masora perspective. I have no such Masora. Oh, and moreover, why is he correct? Deikaruba b'shchita, because Rav Yehuda always looked at the aggregate of everything. And the second case shachet. Higrim Shachat, Rov was on Shchita, it's considered kosher. While the previous case where it was Higrim, Shachat, Higrim, that was Rov, not Shchita, and that's why that previous case was possible. So Amar Le Rav Chitza, Rav Chitza says, Rav Huna, Lo Tedarbach, you shouldn't retract from your initial passeling, that when you said Shachat, Higrim, Shachat, you said it was possible, you should hold on to that. Don't retract, don't be intimidated by Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, Dim Kain, if that's the case, Mafsidha Lala Kamaisa, you're going to lose out on the first psak in the case of Higrim, Shach of Higrim, where you say it was kosher. Why? Let's explain. Hasa my time kamacharta in the case of Higrim, Shach at Higrim, why do you say it's kosher? Because you, the whole focus is what was taking place Bishas Chiyusa Nafka, when the animal lost its life, which is the 50% line, what happened? The Chinafka Chiyusa Be'achshera Kanafka. When a case of Higrim, Shachet Higrim, it was a proper Shechita when the life was lost, and therefore it's kosher. Hachanami, here as well, the Chinafka Chiyusa, in the case of Shachet Higrim Shachet, in this case, Hagrama Kanafka, the life of the animal left when you're doing Hagrama out of place, and therefore it's no good. So in other words, just to make it clear, do we go based on looking at the aggregate of everything, whether it's mostly Shechita or mostly Hagrama, or do we look at the Makom, the 50%, what was taking place during that 50%? Shchita. Was it a hagrama at that point, or was it a shchita at that point? We don't care about the aggregate of the shchita versus hagrama, just that particular nekuda. So Gemara now says, Ikle, one time Rav Nachman Lasura. Rav Nachman was visiting Sura. By Mune, they asked him the following shayla, Shachat Shlish, V'Higrim Shlish, V'Shachat Shlish, Mahu, Shachat, Higrim, Shachat, what's the din? Do you go based on the aggregate, and since two-thirds overall is shchita, it's good, or do you go based on the makom, the shas, the kinafkan chiyusa, in which case it's hagrama, and would be possible? So Amar Lahu, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman rather responds back to the people of Sura, Lav Hainu de Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Niume. Isn't this not a din we already know? Dama Rabbi Elazar bar Manume, Shchita Hasuya Kimasrik, Shkshera. A Shchita that's done like a Masrik, meaning you went like this, and then up at a place or down at a place, it's like a little, a comb of some sort. So that, we said, is actually going to be Kshera, which is fine, it's acceptable. So Vidilma, B'makom Shchita. The ask of Nachman, wait a second. Maybe it's only true if you made a line in the Shechita, meaning the Shechita has some space you can work with. So if the Shechita has areas like this, so I went like that in the Shechita, that's fine. But we're talking about when you go above the Shechita line, how could you compare the two cases? Vidilma, again, it's only acceptable when it's a Suya Kimasvik, when it's all within the Makam Shechita. But so the Gemara says, the Makam Shechita, Maila Memra. No, if it's in the Makom Shechita, what's the Chiddush? To go like this, up and down, within the Makom Shechita, Avada, that's good. The only reason why Rabbi Elazar Bar Manui would say that din of a Masik is only if it's going out of place, as long as it comes back in place, is it acceptable. And therefore, it's even in a situation where it goes out of the Makom Shechita, it's acceptable Shechita. Gemara says, Mal, the same, what's the Havamina? Why would you think that, maybe a Masrek, a type of comb shape, even within the Makom Shechita, won't be acceptable. There's a chiddush to tell me. Because Ba'in and Shechita Mefaras Veleka, I thought maybe I need a clean Shechita, a smooth Shechita in Makom Shechita, but and maybe a comb-shaped, these up-and-down Shechita, B'Makom Shechita won't be acceptable. It's not a Shechita Mefaras, a smooth knife. Kamash Vela, no, that Rabbi Elazar is telling me that even if it's within the Makom Shechita, up and down needs to be taught that it's acceptable. But to tell me to go out of place and then back in place, there is no raya that we could say Shachat V'Higim V'Shachat is acceptable. Yossi Rabbi Abi, Rabbi Abi was once sitting down, Achori the Rav Kana, behind Rav Kana, the Yossi Rav Kana came to Rav Yehuda, and he was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda, who was the Rebbe, the Yossi Rav Kamar, he was sitting and saying as follows, Shachat shlish v'higim shlish shachat shlish ma'u. Again, this case, shachat, higim, shachat. What's the din? Amalei Rav Yehuda paskin shchitasa ksher, because of Yehuda l'shitaso, that we always go based on the aggregate. And since in the aggregate there's a two-thirds shchita, that's acceptable. So then they asked him, higrim shlosh shlish v'shachat shlish v'higrim shlish. This time, higrim shachat higrim ahu. Amalei shchitasa psula, because again, the shitaso, since overall there's two-thirds of hagrama, it's therefore unacceptable. Let's say shachat b'makom nekev. We had that case where the kana already had a pagam and it already was, 30% broken. And the shochet comes along and he shechs into it. What's the din? Mahu, what's the din? Is that considered acceptable? Amalei, Rav Yehuda said, shchitas aksher, it's acceptable. Then they asked Rav Yehuda, shachat pagam nekev. Let's say he was cutting on the side of some sort and he was shechting in a proper place. But then now the nekev was filled it. It was the opposite end. Let's say the nekev was, makom shchita was full here. It was open like, say, this, I don't know, my hands don't work this way. But it was open like this, and I'm doing backwards. He shechted from this end, which is good, but it was complete. The hole that already existed ended up completing the 50% as the shchita. Would that be acceptable? In that case, he says, amrlei shchitasa psula. In this case, it's not going to be acceptable. The Gemara later on is going to explain why this case is different. Azal Rabbi Abba, Amra, Akame de Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Abba now reported to Rabbi Elazar what he had heard, all the different halachas he just learned from Rav Yehuda. So Azal Rabbi Elazar, Amra Akame de Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Elazar reported back to Rabbi Yochanan, who was like the senior Amora of that time. And Amra Le, Rabbi Yochanan said, Maishna, what's the difference? How come if the Nekev was first and you cut to do a Shechita after the Nekev, it's good, but the Shechita followed by Nekev would not be acceptable? What's the difference? So Amar Lei, Rabbi Elazar explained to Rabbi Yochanan, Shachat b'makom nekev nasa kimisha shachat oved kochavim v'gamar Yisrael, and that's acceptable. If a goy, let's say, started a shechita and I finished a shechita, that's actually acceptable. A goy like this is doing a non-act; it's just kind of broken on its own. But in a case of a shachat u'pagav nekev, if the shechita was done first and then the nekev came afterwards to complete the ma'isa shechita, that's nasa kimisha shachat Yisrael v'gamar ovi kochavim. That's like a yid who started the shechita and it was completed by a goy. That's actually not acceptable, and the animal would be possible. So then, when Yochanan heard this response from Elazar, he says, "Kari alav." He said back in the words, "Ovi kochavim, ovi kochavim." So I don't know what he meant by that, but he seemed like he didn't like the comparison of a natural nekev to that of a goy performing the shechita. So let's see. The Gemara explains as follows. What's going on here? Rava says, Shapir karile ovi kochavim ovi kochavim. It was correct. Rabbi Yochanan was, it was pretty much, I'm not sure he's calling Rabbi Elazar or just referring to his statement.
No, basically saying you could say ovi kochavim all day long. I'm not going to buy it.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Say it all day long. I'm not going to buy it. Fine. Divishma Hasam, I understand a case of where the Jew does a shechita and the goy finishes shechita. Midahavale Yisrael l'mishchei ruba v'lo shachet. So since the Jew should have finished the shechita and he didn't finish the shechita, kinafka chayusa biyada dovi kacham kinafka. The animal lost its life. The chayusa left the moment when the goy was shechting, and that's improper. Elahacha, but in this case where the Jew shechted and there was just a hole that was already there from before, and michtei mishchei shachet. He did every shechita he possibly could have done. He couldn't do anything more. He did all, because when he wanted to do more, the hole was already there. Cutting in the middle of thin air doesn't do anything, and therefore it's not considered a psul. Mali b'makom nekev, mali b'fagab nekev. What's the difference whether he started a shechita where there already is a hole, or there's a hole at the end when he did the shechita? Either way, Rabbi Yochanan thinks it's a good shechita. Okay. Now, of course, it has to be mentioned, as was referring to this before, I think it's an important note, that the nekev can't be in such a way where it's a trefa. Oftentimes, a hole in the trachea, I imagine, would render the shechita, rather a psul, a trefa, so I'm not sure how big, how large it has to be, but we have to assume right now this is not, obviously, a trefa. Okay, the Gemara now, the new Mishnah tells us as follows. This is a series of Mishnahs now that the Perek finished off with, contrasting two opposite things. We're going to see, in this case, Shechita versus Malika, and the Mishnahs are going to go, not today, but tomorrow, in the next few days, different topics about Shas that have this inverse relationship with each other. So the Mishnah begins as follows. Hashochem in Atzadim, a person does a Shechita on the side of the neck of the animal. He doesn't shech to the bottom, so we're not supposed to show on our own necks how to do a shechita, but the animal below the animal's neck, let's say the animal's like this, below the neck is where you're supposed to shecht it. I probably shouldn't do it in my veins either here, but in my wrists, but either way, below the animal you should do a shechita, and the side, we're talking about the side, not the back, but the sides of the animals is what we're referring to right now. So the Mishnah says, Hashochem Yatzdadim, one who does a shechita on the side of the necks, but not below the neck, shechita sakshera, that's considered acceptable. And Rashi points out, even the chachila, a person is allowed to do such a shechita on the side. Hamolik, when it comes to the karbanos now, an oaf, a chatas oaf in the base of Migdash, they had malika. So hamolik, Yatzdadim, malika, so psula. That the malika is supposed to take place in the back of the neck of the bird, but if you're doing the sides of the bird in the base of Mikdash, that malika is actually going to be possible. So this is an inverse relationship between shechita and malika. Hashochem min ha'of, orif rather, person shechs in the orif, which is behind the neck, that's shechita sapsula. That's not a place for the shechita. Shechita is either the front of the neck or the sides of the neck, not the back. Hamolik min ha'orif, a person does malika on kudshim, the base of Mikdash, on the back of the neck, that malika sakshera, that's acceptable, that's where it's supposed to take place. Hashochem min ha'tzava, a person does a shechita from the bottom of the neck, that's the ideal place of doing shechita. Shechita sakshera, that's acceptable. Hamolik min ha'tzava, a person does malika on the tzava, that's malika sapsula, that's improper, that's the wrong place. So again, just to be clear, so shechita on the tzavar and tzadim are acceptable, on the orif is unacceptable. Malika is only acceptable by orif, but it's possible min ha'tzadim, it's possible min ha'tzavar. So then the Mishnah says, shekol ha'orif kashil malika, anything that's acceptable, the entire orif, the entire back of the neck is acceptable for the malika, v'chal tzavar kashil ha'shechita, and the entire neck is acceptable for the shechita. Nimso comes out from here, kasha b'shechita possible for malika, kasha malika possible for shechita. That which is acceptable for shechita is possible for malika, that which is kasha for malika is possible for shechita. So Gemara says, my orif, what in the world is orif anyways? Orif is defined by the back of the head, not the neck. It's really defined by the back of the head. So we don't shecht an animal on the back of the head. Ilema orif mamash, it really means the back of the head. My area shochet, why do we say that a shochet in the orif doesn't work? Afilu molek nami, you also can't do a malik on the back of the head. It's in the back of the neck, but not the orif. So mimul orif amar rachman, the Torah says that which is next to the orif, but not the actual orif. The Gemara says, velo again, mimul orfo amrachmana, velo orfo mamish, not the actual back of the head, but below the back of the head. Elamai orif, so when the Mishnah says orif, that's referring to mimul orif, which refers to the back of the neck. So when we say orif, it really means mimul orif, the back of the neck is where the malika takes place. Kedekatani seif, like the Mishnah goes on to say, kola orif, kashla malika, not the whole orif, meaning the whole orif. If it's just the orif itself, that's the back of, there's no kol, there's one orif, there's the back of the head. So kol orif means the area below the back of the head, an area which is actually below, which is the back of the neck. That's the area of malika, but the back of the neck. Minahad Emila, how do you know that's the case, that malika is in the back of the neck as opposed to the back of the head? The Tanur Abban of the Braisa tells us based on the pasuk, it says, mimul arpo, that the malika is malak as rosho, mimul arpo. Mul haro as orif, the neck, the part that sees the orif, being the back of the neck, which has this vision to the back of the head. That's what it means, mimul orif, the back of the neck. The Chenu Omer says as well, hu yoshe mimule, across from it, that is in sight, that can see across from it. Vomer, it says further in Pasuk Yirmiyahu, ki fanu elai orif alo panav, he turned to me his back and not his face. So my Omer, what's the additional Pasuk you need from Yirmiyahu? V'chitem, if you're telling me that maybe in the Pasuk, when it says v'hu yoshev mimuli, it means that orif gufe lo yadin hecha, we don't know where orif is. So mimul orif, great. Mimul orif means something that's connected to orif. But what in the world is an orif? We don't know what orif is. Maybe dinei damul didei hecha. So if we don't know what the orif is, mimul orif doesn't help us. Therefore, we need tashma. The pasuk tells me kifana alai orif lo panim, that orif is the opposite of panim. Michlal the orif lahade panim. So once we establish orif as the back of the head, then we could say what's mul orif? That's that which is below the head, the back of the neck. Okay, I think we should stop here, and Mirtashem will pick up tomorrow morning.